Proclamation number 7922 of 18th of June, 1961. In the beginning all creatures heard the word. In the beginning you all heard my word. When I created you I also established the connection with you through the word. You heard a voice within yourselves which you recognized as the voice of your God and Creator, and through the word you gained understanding for everything. Through the word you also became light, for the word was the direct emanation of my light of love from eternity. My love poured into the vessels which I created myself because my love wanted to make you happy and thus had to find a resonance. My creatures were not dead beings. There were beings which I had externalized as my images and to whom I gave life through my illumination of love. And thus I also gave them the understanding for everything, brightest realization, thus light, and the possibility to be able to communicate with me, their Creator, through the word which resounded in them as my illumination of love and could be returned by them in sound. Which is now indeed to be understood spiritually, that the thoughts were recognizable to the partner and could be reciprocated by him. In the beginning, therefore, was the word, for before I had created beings for myself I did not need this word because there was nothing in which my strength of love could have emanated. Hearing my word, understanding what their God and Creator wanted to say to them, was an extremely happy process for the beings, for it triggered the most blissful feelings in them which now knew themselves to be united with me and which now also reciprocated the love which flowed into these beings from me. Hearing my word proved to them I myself, their God and Creator, the inconceivable Spirit whom they could not see and who nevertheless revealed himself to them. And the word was the bond between us which need never have been severed and which has provided and still provides endless bliss for the beings who have remained faithful to me. And the word will remain for all eternity. For the beings created by me can and will never pass away again, and one day every being will also be able to hear my word within itself again, as it was in the beginning. For the direct illumination of love is at the same time the sounding of my word in the being, for I will always reveal myself as Father who wants to be in closest contact with his child and then also addresses the child again as in the beginning, because this direct exchange of thoughts between father and child is the most blissful thing a created being can imagine. I myself am present to every being which hears my word within itself. And my presence must trigger bliss. For this reason it should be striven for on earth with all one's strength, for the more intimate my living creation's relationship with me is the sooner a child's relationship with its father will be established, and then the father will also address his child as in the beginning, and brightest realization, knowledge of everything, radiant light, will be the lot again which will make my children inconceivably happy, which will bring them the delights again which they were allowed to enjoy in the beginning. That the being will be able to exchange itself with me again and will now be constantly touched by my illumination of love, by my word. That it will again be inexpressibly blissful, as it was in the beginning. Amen.